convene to order for the Committee on Academics on Friday, April 5th at 6:05 p.m. on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 420. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Ahmed.
Present.
Senator Maya.
Absence excused.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Flangus.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Lemus.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Absence excused.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
A quorum
is present. Also, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 5A, community center updates. Does anybody have updates? No. All right. Moving to agenda item 6, new business A, a discussion on Senate Bill 86, a bill to create a scholarship for transfer students. I'm seeking a motion to approve. I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, a bill to create a scholarship for transfer students. Senator Ahmed.
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to create a book fund for transfer students.
You said it incorrectly. It's different on the agenda. Senator Ahmed, do you want to go ahead?
Try again.
We're going to amend it. Okay. I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to create a scholarship for transfer students.
Is there a second? Senator Hughes.
Second.
All right. We'll now move into a discussion, Senator, or a presentation. Senator Flangus, do you want
to Okay,
about?
First, I move to amend Senate Bill 86, an act to create a scholarship for transfer students. I move to amend by substitution through unanimous consent.
Do any dissent to the motion? All right, seeing none. Do we need to do a vote on that?
No.
Okay, no.
Okay, so I'll just explain.
Not a discussion.
Yeah, I'll just explain everything that's going on. Okay, so first things first, I want to explain like the reason why Senator Ahmed and Senator Amin and Senator Me. Why we created this piece of legislation. So basically, as it is now, there is no merit-based aid for transfer students, which means when you apply to the university and you get in, they tell you to apply by the February 1st deadline for your first scholarship. So if you come in the fall, you wait an entire year before you receive a scholarship, and if you come in the spring, you wait an entire semester and summer before you receive your first scholarship. The way that works is the Office of Financial Aid said that they have no ability to award transfer student scholarships because their infrastructure has them awarding those scholarships weeks before the semester starts, and many transfer students enroll the week of school. So, in order to try to create some kind of merit-based aid for transfer students, it would have to go through the Senate body, which is how scholarships used to work, and the Senate body would go and look at the applications and then decide who they go to. But that took up a lot of time, so now we delegate that to the Office of Financial Aid. However, in the interest of showing like some kind of support for transfer students, Senator Ahmed and I really thought it was important to create 3 scholarships for transfer students, valued at $500 each. But when I talked to Director Rodriguez, she said that with the way that financial aid works and FAFSA, if we award a student who already has aid on top of that, like through the like official scholarship avenue, sometimes they have to give that money back if they reach the cap. However, if we do a book fund through the Wolf Shop, apparently that does not conflict with the aid, and that can actually just work as like an additional, like this is basically a scholarship. They would be buying their books through the Wolf Shop, but they could be valued up to $500 of whatever academic materials they would need from the Wolf Shop. And the infrastructure from this is a little bit messy. However, Director Rodriguez said, create the piece of legislation and I will make sure that we figure out how to work it through the Wolf Shop. There's already the moratorium, so it won't go into effect next year. But the year after that, she said there should be infrastructure, and this is the only way that she could feasibly see it actually being doled out to transfer students. That being said, there is some infrastructure. Like specifically, we took from the ASUN non-traditional student scholarship instead of just purely creating a new one, just because funds are low and transfer students do encompass a lot of non-traditional students. In fact, 1/4 of transfer students in the last 4 cohorts have been non-traditional students. And so they can apply for this and qualify for this just like the rest of transfer students. So in the interest of diversifying that and creating some kind of emphasis on transfer students, We diversified it. So now there's three $500 awards for non-traditional students and three $500 awards in the form of a book fund for transfer students. So in terms of qualifications for the transfer student book fund, there's two scholarships that are $500 in the fall, one scholarship that's $500 in the spring. It's through the Wolf Shop, and it is a value up to the Wolf Shop for academic items. And the reason why we chose a 3.2 GPA is both Senator Ahmed and I thought that it should be something about high-achieving individuals coming to this university. You already are required to have a pretty high GPA to transfer here in the first place, but we wanted to get the kind of high-achievers, and a 3.2 is how they value all the merit-based aid for incoming freshmen in the incoming freshman matrix. So using that kind of model, we chose 3.2 because we thought it would isolate high-achieving individuals, which is the ones we're trying to really, you know, work with and incentivize to get involved with the university. In the Transfer Student Book Fund, it says that it's up to the discretion of the committee based on the answers provided, and then we've provided for the Nevada box a model of what we think should go on the website for people to apply for, and that includes their transcript, their institution they're transferred from, some personal information about, you know, how to track them down. And then, of course, why are you transferring to the University of Nevada, Reno? Most transfer students have a story. And what does civic engagement mean to you? Because both those things are things you can answer without having gone to the University of Nevada, Reno, but still have a connection to. And we thought that that was in line with ASUN and our mission. And those answers would reflect the same values, so those students could be selected. And the committee on academics would need to meet on the first week of school and decide by the first Friday who to award these book funds to, and then they would be notified of their, like, receiving that the same, hopefully the next following week. And that's the kind of infrastructure that was built into this. The legislation talks a lot about why these scholarships are so important and the demographics of transfer students, and I really would recommend everyone read it line by line, because Senator Ahmed did some really great research, and I think it really demonstrates why creating merit-based aid for transfer students would be a really cool and important thing for our institution to, like, take over. And the idea behind it is that when you do that, it increases retention, which is something that we're always trying to do with transfer students. And also, the idea of awarding money to transfer students when they spend an average of 4, if not 5 years, and that's about 60%+ of them spend 4 or 5 years at the institution, means they're spending just as much time as undergrads. So with that in mind, creating a merit-based scholarship is going to someone who's spending a great deal of time at the university and generally improving, you know, campus life by being here, because they are high achieving, they do well on testing and that kind of stuff. So I'm sure there are questions. Also, if you want to add anything, Senator Ahmed.
You literally covered everything.
Like the fresh fire.
Yeah. So anyways, that's I think that's everything.
Senator?
Never mind. I just answered my own question.
Any further questions, discussion?
So is there, like, a matrix on how these will be awarded, like how the Committee on Academics will, like, decide it?
Yes. So currently there isn't a rubric, but that was suggested. And that's something we could include in the Nevada box to help them decide. But basically it was just you had to have the GPA and then the answers to the questions. But it was suggested to make a rubric, and that's something that we can add to the Nevada box. But it is up to the discretion of the committee, and it's just based on the answers provided, is the only, like, formally written thing into this application, but I'm sure we could create a rubric, and I think that would be a good idea to streamline the process.
Because it is a merit-based scholarship, is there a reason that, like, within the short answer questions, you didn't ask more things directly pertaining to merit, in a sense?
So I don't know about Senator Ahmed, but I wanted to ask questions more about, directed towards, like, what ASUN is about and find people in line with those values, because I think that if you're already at the 3.2, you're probably high achieving, and that would just make it more about, like, some of the values of ASUN so we can convey that scholarship. But that's why I thought these two questions were great. But I also think why you transfer to the University of Nevada, Reno is about academic success, because if you're transferring, you're really pursuing the end of your degree. So in some ways, maybe that question might encompass, you know, merit-based, like, scholarship, academia, that kind of, like, what motivated you to keep going. But if you have anything to add.
Just the one other reason, I think. We could have done, we talked about doing more questions, but we also chose to keep it kind of like brief and limited because the committee will have to go mm-hmm. through everything.
I have a question actually. So for the recipients who received the up to $500 of the World Cup, it's for academic materials. You said, say they want to like buy like a laptop, would they be able to with that like money? Obviously like, it wouldn't cover the whole thing, I'm sure, but or is it strictly just textbooks?
Yeah. So when I said academic materials, I meant to include anything that you could be using for your academics, including folders, papers, like laptops, that kind of stuff. I do think that this legislation could benefit from a clause that defines academic materials, like I say academic items. Yes, other academic items in the Wolf Shop. So I think we could add a clause that like, what's it called? Yeah, defines academic items, so that way there isn't any confusion. I don't have one written off the top of my head, but if you give me a second, I think that is a beneficial addition to the piece of legislation.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Senator Wilcox, do you have any questions while we're waiting for Senator Flynn?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you have any questions right now on the
No, I do not. Thank you.
No? Okay. Senator Hughes.
So I just like had a question regarding like the Office of Financial Aid. So I was hoping that you could kind of touch on it while Senator Fingus is writing that. But as it was stated, is that currently there is not the infrastructure within the Office of Financial Aid in order to like disperse these funds, right?
Yeah.
So has the conversation been had with them on how they could possibly change that or make different infrastructure to create this? Or like in the future, because I think that this scholarship is great and I think that it's very needed, and so I'd love to see the university like taking a merit-based approach to aid for transfer students. So I was kind of wondering on that end.
I mean, I can't speak for her, but I mean, I would definitely love for them to do it too, because mm-hmm. it's definitely another task that the committee has to do on top of everything else, and they're obviously specialized in it. I don't think we talked to them. I'm not sure if people have talked to them in the past about it. Actually, I think she might have, but it's more just on the basis that like the date on which funds are dispersed doesn't align with them, and then in addition like their students that like are coming in the spring and in the mm-hmm. fall, and so like it's more just about that, like how like spontaneous that they're coming in and how they're coming in both semesters, I believe.
Just as like a general comment, like for the record, and hopefully for the next Committee on Academics, I think it would be very worthwhile to open up that conversation with the Office of Financial Aid, and I don't necessarily know if it's our burden to come up with the correct infrastructure for it, but definitely advocate, and I'm sure Vice President-elect Flangus would be super in support of this, but advocating for the implementation of the matrix merit-based aid that is given to all incoming freshmen and creating a similar opportunity for the individuals that are transferring.
Senator Flangus.
Okay, yeah, so I did meet with the Office of Financial Aid at first, because at first I was thinking, why not just create the ASUN Transfer Student Scholarship? But they told me, the answer was, we don't have infrastructure to hand out those scholarships because transfer students come too late, and that was basically the end of the conversation. They used to have a tiered-based merit funding for scholarships for transfer students, which is easy to award because you either have the GPA or you don't have the GPA. It doesn't matter how late you enroll, you just get the award. But there hasn't been any like any question-based, merit-based, anything else like scholarship-based for transfer students, because they just don't have the infrastructure. However, I'm hoping that when we show that the scholarship is important and that get feedback from transfer students about what the scholarship meant to them, that that will incentivize the university to find problem-solving techniques to do things in the future. And also, hopefully, they'll bring back the tiered-based funding. At the time, they cut it when the university was out of money, basically, and so they had to make cuts across the board, and that's one of the cuts that they made. But I know that Carrie M., who's the transfer student specialist, has been advocating to bring it back. You just have to get donors to be invested in transfer students. So I'm hoping over the next year to do some research about success here at the university and what a scholarship would mean in your first, second year, third year as a transfer student, as well as actually asking them how long they spend here to try to advocate for a reason for them to get tiered-based funding, if not fall into the freshman matrix, because like I said, 60%+ of them are spending 4 years here, and then there's another like 20% that are spending 5+ years here, which means the majority of them are spending basically what every other student is spending here, and like, the argument that they're not as invested is just data-wise not right. So, okay, sorry. I moved to amend Senate Bill 84, Senate Resolution 86, an act to create a book fund for transfer students, page 3, to include after line 16, whereas academic items purchased through this book fund from the workshop will include any materials that can be used in the classroom for academic success, including but not limited to pencils, pens, laptops, notebooks, scientific goggles, lab coats, textbooks, and online access codes. Through unanimous consent.
Do I have a dissent in the motion? Alright, seeing none, amendment passes. Are there any further questions or discussions on the legislation as a whole? Seeing none, I'm seeking, no, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Resolution 86, an act to create a book fund for transfer students, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? All right, motion carries. So, all right, moving to, I still haven't gotten anything from our rules, so we won't even touch on that. Faculty member of the year award. So moving to agenda item 7, public comment. I actually have some public comment. I just wanted to thank you guys for being such a great committee. I know I've had like some, my struggles definitely being the chair for this, and you guys have definitely like helped me out and like helped me lead this committee. So I just want to thank you guys for such a great session and being part of this committee. But yeah, other than that, does anybody else have public comment? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:23 p.m.